Welcome. You're listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. I'm Ron Fraser. What I'd like to do today is to summarize for you what we've done so far in these various podcasts. I realize that some of you have just joined us, and you probably don't want to listen to all 37 podcasts that have happened so far. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about what's in these various things to help you make some decisions about what to listen to. Because I think there was some really good stuff in here and there. And I would like the people who have joined us recently to go back and listen to some of the earlier stuff, depending on what your interests are. So going back almost to the beginning, there's a program called Who Are the Baha'is, which is a recorded audio, a couple of audio tapes that were produced back in the mid-90s, which basically were intended to hand out to people who wanted to know about the faith. And it is a very good introduction. It just sort of covers everything in a very general way in what, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. I had a friend of mine, Joel Smith, who doesn't think of himself as a biblical scholar, but he is nonetheless. Joel produced a few years ago a very nice presentation in about 9 separate talks, talking about the messianic expectations of Christians and the way to interpret the Bible so that you can understand that Baha'u'llah is the return of Christ, the return of the Spirit and power of Christ. In fact, the only return that's going to happen. Most people, I don't believe, are terribly concerned about the prophecies in the Bible. But if you're one of those people who are, or if you're a Baha'i, I guess especially if you're a Baha'i that is in the position of needing to talk to Christians about those prophecies, those 9 talks are really very good. After that, I did a talk on the essence of religion, titles The Essence of Religion. This, I think, is really important because I don't think it's possible to understand religions by looking at the outside of the religion, by looking at the manifestations of a religion, looking at the organization of a religion, the rituals of a religion. In order to see the commonality of the different religions, I think we need to get to the essence of religion. And what I said in that talk was that the essence of religion is like the relationship between a mother and a child. The mother giving nurturance and education and love to the child responding with respect, obedience, and love. And I really believe that religion is that simple. And I think the Baha'i writings support that to some extent. Obviously, there are laws in the Baha'i faith, and there's rules about, you know, how you run a meeting and the things you're supposed to do from time to time. But those aren't the essence of the religion either. That's just what God expects us to do for the next 1,000 years. It's like when you're a kid, you know, your father tells you to take out the garbage. He's not trying to give you an eternal truth. He's just telling you to take out the garbage. So I think that that's probably not the kindest analogy to use. But I think God wants us to do certain things. And it's not about religious truth. He just wants those things done. And generally for our benefit. Well, I don't want to restate that whole talk. But So give a whether you're a Baha'i or a Christian listening to this this podcast, give that talk a listen. Life After Death was taken. Another podcast. Life After Death was taken almost exclusively from quotes from the Baha'i writings. I think it's one of the most attractive things about the Baha'i faith is the amount of material that we have directly from God on the subject. Next, I did a podcast called Why People Don't Become Baha'is. And I thought that was a pretty interesting topic also. And if you're a Christian listening to these podcasts, you might want to give that a listen if you haven't already. The problem is that there are people who are looking for a religion in which they don't have to change. So they shop around here and there until they find a group of people that seem to believe exactly what they already believe. Now, if this is your approach, then the Baha'i faith is probably not going to work for you. The people who become Baha'is definitely find that most of their fundamental beliefs are taken care of, also expanded by what's in the Baha'i writings. But there's always something you have to change. The point of God sending a messenger is that we change what we're doing. We change what we believe in. We improve. We take things up to a higher standard. And so that podcast talks about those issues. The oneness of religion was an interesting experience for me. I tried 3 or 4 times to write that thing, and I just couldn't do it. So I used a talk that Baha'u'llah's son, Abdu'l-Bahá, gave in 1912. So you might want to give that one a listen. There was 2 talks after that, The Power of Prayer, 2 talks that were recorded back in the mid-90s by Jack McCants, who had been a Christian minister and became a Baha'i. He's from Texas. I always thought he was a Southern Baptist minister, but I think I heard somewhere else that he wasn't really a Southern Baptist, but he was definitely a Southern something. But it's a great talk. So if you're interested in improving the power of your prayer, that would be a good thing to listen to. The next podcast was called Jesus and Me. I wanted to make it really clear to Christian audiences that when you become a Baha'i, you don't walk away from your religion. You don't walk away from your religion. You don't walk away from your relationship with Christ either. The Baha'i faith has a way of shining a bright light onto your existing knowledge and belief about religion. And that bright light enables you to figure out, sometimes quickly, sometimes with a little pain and suffering, what is true about your existing beliefs and what is false about your existing beliefs. It makes things very clear. And what became clear to me was the importance of Christ in my life and how that works, how my relationship with Christ contributes to my spiritual growth. So, especially if you're a Christian, I'd really like you to listen to that one. The next one was called Announcing Christ's Return. There actually was an announcement in 1868 written by Baha'u'llah himself, sent to specifically the kings and rulers of the world, specifically to the Pope, and a general letter that was written to Christians, to all Christians. So, it's a letter to you. You should read it. The next was Proofs. I guess I called it Proofs Number 1. Maybe one of these days I should do Proofs Number 2. What I did was to take several quotes from Baha'u'llah's book called The Book of Certitude and explain the concept of the return of Christ using Baha'u'llah's own words as much as possible. The next podcast was with Robert Riley. I interviewed 2 people that grew up on the Gulf Coast. Robert Riley, and later on I did one with Lionel Robinson. Both of them were talking about, you know, basically why they became Baha'is, what struggles they had in becoming Baha'is. You know, just a little bit of their life story. I thought that would be interesting. After the one with Robert Riley, I did one called Christians Who Become Baha'is or Not. This relates back a little bit to an earlier podcast, Why People Don't Become Baha'is. What I did in the second podcast, Christians Who Become Baha'is or Not, I described the, since most of the Baha'is in the United States were Christians before they became Baha'is, I thought it would be interesting to compare the type of Christians who become Baha'is versus the type of Christians that don't become Baha'is. So, again, I think that would be really interesting for Christians who are listening to this podcast, you know, kind of see which group you fall into. Next, I did one called One World View. I've been interested for a long time in the question of what the future world is going to look like. I just keep thinking about all the horrible things that are happening on the earth and today, and thinking about the reasons why it's happening, and trying to imagine a structure of society where some of those things would go away. That one is just my personal view. There's very little from the Baha'i writings in that. As I say, it's just my fantasies. Next, we did one called Sin and Evil. Is it real? My wife Sandy and I did that together. The Baha'i writings basically talk about everything being from God, and that sin is pretty much turning your back on God. It's an action. Sin isn't a noun. Murder isn't a sin. The sin is what you do inside yourself to enable you to take somebody else's life or to steal or whatever. And that evil is just the absence of good. That's it in a nutshell. But I don't want to take away the glory. You really ought to listen to that. If you're a lot of Christians have hang-ups about sin and evil. So if that's something that troubles you, if you're the kind of Christian that worries about the devil hiding behind every rock to trip you up, you might want to give that one a listen. One of the listeners asked about the life of Baha'u'llah, so the next couple of podcasts were The Life of Baha'u'llah Part 1 and The Life of Baha'u'llah Part 2. I guess those are pretty self-explanatory. Next, we did one called Becoming a Baha'i, which described our personal process of becoming a Baha'i and the general process of becoming a Baha'i, which is very, very simple. Just essentially signing a card saying that you agree to various things, and that's about it. Next, we did one, Can Science and Religion Agree? This was a difficult one to do. We talked about creationism versus evolution and quantum physics, and of course, it's one of the basic beliefs of the Baha'i faith is that science and religion have to agree, that if you have science without religion, you have materialism, and if you have religion without science, then you have superstition. Another listener asked that we say a few things about other religions. He was a Christian listening to the podcast, and he didn't feel like he knew enough about the other religions to judge very well whether they were all one or not. So we did one on Islam, one on Buddhism, and one on Hinduism. Just strictly from my personal point of view, and I'm sure that a Muslim, a Buddhist, or a Hindu would disagree with what I said in those. But what I was trying to get to is the idea that there is this essence of religion that runs through all of the major world religions. And I mean, the golden rule is one of the, if you read the scriptures of all the religions, they all have something that sounds very much like the golden rule in them. But it's more than that. In the Hinduism, we talked about Sanatana Dharma. I guess I don't want to go into that right now. But the Sanatana Dharma being this, another way of saying this common thread that runs through all the religions. And then in Buddhism, you have the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, which are very much a part of all the other religions. After we did those three, I brought my friend Joel Smith back, and we did a podcast together called Baha'u'llah and the Real Da Vinci Code. Joel talked about the Da Vinci Code itself, the book, and what the book was about, and we talked about the concept of the Sangreal, the Holy Grail, which if you just split the words differently at a different letter, you have Sang, S-A-N-G, Real, which means the blood of the king, or royal blood. And Joel talked about the lineage of Baha'u'llah, how he was descendant from Abraham and from the ancient kings of Persia, and that he actually had a sort of a cousin relationship with Jesus. Joel also had a nice recorded talk that I put up as a podcast on Mormon prophecies about Baha'u'llah. So if you're interested, if you're a Mormon listening to this, or if you're interested in Mormon prophecies, you could give that a listen. And the last one that we did is 9 Reasons to Become a Baha'i. There's a pamphlet that one of the Baha'is put out with that name. So Sandy, my wife Sandy, and I just sort of played with those 9 reasons for a little while. So, and probably everybody that's listening to this podcast has listened to that one also, so don't need to say any more about that. I also wanted to talk about the other resources. I've been referring people to the international site, Baha'i.org, and to the national, the U.S. site, Baha'i.us. I took a better look at those two websites today to see how useful they were. The Baha'i.us site is an excellent site, but as I looked at it, I didn't see that it was quite as well organized towards a Christian who wants to look at this religion and explore the religion. Whereas the Baha'i.org site, the international site, is much better that way. The U.S. site, I think, is more oriented towards people who want the facts about the Baha'i faith. Just sort of simply the facts as, oh, let's say you were a newspaper reporter and you didn't know much about the Baha'i faith. The U.S. site gives you concise information. Whereas the international site, if you go just to the first page, has at the bottom of the page, it says the information directory, and it's got Baha'u'llah and the Bab and Abdu'l Baha, administration and authority, Baha'i sacred writings, beliefs and practices, social teachings, Baha'i community life, the Baha'i faith and other religions, the individual family and society, social action, a global vision, talking about world peace and that sort of thing, news and publications, goes on and on. So to me, those categories of things are a little bit better oriented towards someone who is investigating the faith. And of course, you can always look at our own site too, the emeraldcoastbahais.org. We've designed that site to be pretty friendly for people who are not only investigating the faith, but would like to get involved in the faith in our local area here in the panhandle of Florida. Tells you what's going on and where the meetings are and whatnot. I think I'm about done. I'm still looking for some feedback from you folks. I know you're out there. I'd really like to have some ideas from both the Baha'is and the Christians and other people of other religions that are listening. The Baha'is probably have some ideas about what topics would interest their friends, the people that they have been sharing the Baha'i faith with. And of course, the Christians, I'm sure, have ideas of their own that they would like to see explored. So send me an email or leave me a voicemail and give us some feedback. Guess I'm done. To close, let me just say once again, you're welcome to join us at any time. You've been listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. If you'd like to learn more about the Baha'i faith, look on the internet. The international site is baha'i.org. You'll find information about the faith, and there's also links to the Baha'i communities in several dozen countries around the world. Or, in the U.S., go to baha'i.us. Remember that Baha'i is B-A-H-A-I. In Florida, our website is Emerald Coast Baha'is, that's with an S at the end, .org. EmeraldCoastBaha'is.org. Our phone numbers to talk to a human, call 1-800-22-UNITE, or in Florida, call 850-543-2129. To leave us a voicemail, toll free, call 866-590-4545. And please let us know if we can use your message on the air in one of our podcasts. You can also email us at panhandlebaha'is@aol.com. Thanks for listening.